All right, we're doing a public service here on the Wojo and Rieger show, because none of the other shows in the station ever do a public service like we do. We actually try to get the truth and talk to people. What we're doing is we're separating the truth tellers from the liars, okay? And Rieger, and I have no idea why, a reputable news organization asked him today.
Very reputable.
Yeah.
I was surprised as you were.
Yeah. Like, why aren't Lions fans into the watching the Super Bowl? And Rieger rightly told them, well, they're lying. They are watching the Super Bowl. And I can tell by the phone lines and the ticket text that people want to state their case and say, no, fat ass, I'm not lying. I'm not watching the Super Bowl. And they have these cockamamie reasons. And I'll just tell you one thing we've discovered about the Lions being good again. You people don't wear it very well.
No.
You people do not take being a relevant NFL franchise very well if this is how you're going to act. Oh, we're not in the Super Bowl again? Then I'm not watching.
Well, as Alex Anzalone wrote in his Players Tribune letter yesterday. In the exit interview, in case you didn't see it, Dan Campbell said, hey, are you going to watch? And Alex's like, nah, I'm not going to watch. He's like, oh, you better watch.
See?
And you use it as motivation. It's kind of the same thing like Wojo said last year when the Lions didn't make the playoffs. He said, enjoy it, people. It's your last stress-free postseason.
Right.
Well, this could be your last stress-free Super Bowl. It really could be.
It could be, I guess.
Because the Lions, they're the fourth best odds to win it all next year. But here's the other thing, too. Just from, like, I don't know, a football fan point of view, are we really led to believe that you're so upset that you're not going to do something that you've done used to enjoy?
Let's not put words in people's mouth. Maybe that's not the reason. And we were also asking people that, you know, have pizza parlors or catering business are like orders way down because people aren't watching. Now, and again, in the interest of fairness, I will read a couple of these. I pointed out that the people that were calling Crash and Croc, generally speaking,
you call them losers.
I mean, they're kind of losers. Yeah.
I mean, you call listeners of this radio station losers.
No, that's Bob Winowski,
not me.
No, no, but it's now they're coming clean here.
I think all callers are great.
Frank in Roseville. I'm a loser, and I'm listening now.
Oh, wait, what does that do to our stats?
Yeah. Another one. See, they're coming out of the woodwork. No, Woj, the same losers that follow, call, text the other shows follow yours. I know this because I am one of them. And no, I will not watch the Super Bowl. And I don't care what any of you think about it. George and Wyandotte. George, I think you're a liar. How about if I call people liars instead of losers?
Okay, so I need to know then. If you're not going to watch the Super Bowl, because I've always wondered about this, what are you going to do instead? Like 6:18 rolls around on a Sunday. You know it's a big game because it's that weird, unique start time. All right, what are you doing? Are you sleeping? Are you making
some
supper?
Board games with the family?
The family's watching the Super Bowl.
No. You can't let your family watch if you're not watching.
Do you realize how many guys in you know how many guys might not watch the Super Bowl, but their family is? Like, maybe their family isn't big-time Lions fans, so they're excited to go to a party or host a party, like the wife's and the kids, and then the guys are like, nope, not watching this. And they're like, I don't understand. Like, this is what you love. This is what you live for. You live for football.
Right, and we'll get to the responses, but can you imagine what great topics we would have, like, right now, if, in fact, the Lions were in the Super Bowl? We could ask, like, if your wife said, no, you can't watch the game because we have we could have marriages torn asunder.
You file for divorce immediately.
Yes.
Yes.
We could have, next year, put that down on the list of things to do next year.
Was this happening 32 years ago? Were people saying, I'm not watching the Super Bowl, I'm going to watch reruns of Matlock.
Or Columbo. Yeah. But you know what?
Murder, she wrote.
No, because they got their asses kicked by 100. I think the reason people aren't watching is because they think the Lions should be there.
Yeah.
And thus, they're not because they blew it in the second half. They just can't deal with it.
So basically, what you're saying is the Lions and the NFC were the Michigan basketball team of the NFL. Blowing every second half lead.
Can I just read this quick ticket text?
Yeah.
And then we'll go to the phones.
Yeah.
It says, Rieger, sometimes your trolling is reminiscent of my toddler children. Then you backtrack. Roger, I think he means Rieger, mentioning stats, further implements he's just a heel. What does that mean?
I don't know what any of those words mean. What does that mean? Well, first of all, you are a troll, but...
How am I trolling here?
Well, I don't
this
know.
This actually happened. WWJ, a reputable news station, called me.
Yeah.
The only reason I bring it up is because I was surprised by it just as you were.
Back up. Yeah. Nice try. Finish reading that text. Go ahead. The last line. Finish reading it.
I don't see it. I don't have it on my
computer.
He's
just a heel. Keep going. Above says, it. Read right. it.
It says, in fact, if the majority of people do pretty much anything.
Devo from a cell. Wojo, you are a great man. Why wouldn't you read that?
I didn't see it.
I read all the positive ones from you.
You never get them. Do. Oh, wait, we don't get them.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Devo from a cell. Wojo. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Nice try.
You always got to make it about you, don't you?
Let's go to Detroit and talk to Mike. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello there, Michael.
Hey, Mike.
What up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's going on?
Fantastic.
Bro, long-time listener, first-time caller, man. Look, I got to tell you, it's like a... I'm not disappointed in our season. I'm not disappointed at all because they really exceeded what I thought they were going to do. But it's just like it was a body blow knowing that you 30 minutes away from the big game, and now you got to sit here and watch a surrogate team or another team that you like. And it's like it just, man, I don't even have emotional capacity to watch football right now.
Wow, you know? Really?
I don't have the emotional capacity to do the thing I love to do for 6 months out of the year.
Really? They broke you.
Or the Lions.
But Mike, all these years you dreamt about this, and now you finally got
what... So hard.
You know, it's almost better that the Lions stink. They might need to go back to stinking for everybody's well-being.
Man, no. It's like the expectation, it went up from what you expected. And you're like, yes, we about to get it. And dang. And I'm not saying they're the same Alliance by no degree. By no degree am I saying that they are the same Alliance, because I am not.
Right.
I'm just saying, for me personally, that really, I was up, man. I'm like, yes, we 30 minutes away. We about to get this. And, I mean, man, it's like, wow.
But you are going to watch, though. You are going to watch. Huh? You're watching, though, right?
I don't know. I'm not boycotting the Super Bowl, but... Like I said, I don't have emotional capacity to get up for another football game right now.
All right, Mike, I will say this, and thank you for your honesty. I believe he's being honest.
So it's
there.
A real thing.
Okay, but first of all, I think if he's broken, he'll be put back together by next season. I do believe that. And secondly, and this is, I'm not discounting what he feels right now, but how do people know whether or not they can stomach watching it? Because they've never had to watch a Super Bowl before, having watched the Lions blow the NFC Championship game. In other words, you don't know how you're going to feel. It might be kind of cathartic. How about when Brock Purdy gets blindslided and his head goes flying off?
Yeah, when Patrick Mahomes wins again.
How about when he gets his arm ripped off and they swing it over his head like that? You might enjoy that.
Absolutely. Here's the other thing. So do you think this bye week that's between the championship games and the Super Bowl, do you think that's like strategically placed to deal with fans like us?
Maybe.
To give us another week or so to get ready for the big game after we get our hearts ripped out? See,
but I must admit, and we're having fun and stuff, and of course, I'm not intentionally calling people
not having fun.
Losers
Mike,
and liars.
I'm not using it
to make a point. But Mike surprised me. We'd hear from Mike all the time. He wasn't faking it.
No,
what did he say? He doesn't have the emotional capacity.
Right, and this is why, Wojo, when you made light of the loss and you came on the air and you're like, yeah, you're going to be back. Oh, stop it. You're going to be back. Oh, you're such a loser, Rieger.
Well, I stand by that.
You should apologize because you should have realized how hard people were taking this.
Okay, what about this one?
Yes.
Ticket text.
Yes.
I'm 100% over the Lions' loss. I'm 100% tired of the NFL pushing Taylor Swift angle. That will be why I don't watch. Wait. Okay, hold on. Is that true?
No, that's not true. What is more untrue? That people aren't going to watch because of Taylor Swift, or that people aren't going to watch because the Lions ripped their hearts out?
Hold on. Is the Taylor Swift thing, is that a situation where dudes that like to watch the game and be dudes are annoyed that all the ladies are going to come in and keep poking their head? Have they showed her yet? Have they showed Taylor? Now, I understand ladies love football too, but her... demographic fan base is what, 85%
female? No, and I agree.
So I think the dudes are annoyed that the ladies show her again.
See, that's another thing I don't understand. Mm. Just like I don't understand people in Detroit now watching the Super Bowl, I don't understand the anger over Taylor Swift.
I don't either.
Somebody did the breakdown. She's on an average NFL Chiefs game. She is on air, like on the TV picture, like 28 total seconds.
I know.
Like, big deal.
Plus, she's a cute little gal.
And how is it taking away from your enjoyment? I do enjoy the little dances she does with Brittany Mahomes.
Have you looked at the ticket text?
It's real.
No, it can't possibly be real.
Mojo, people are so upset still.
No, ticket text.
Because it's the one thing that everybody wanted more than life itself, and you were so close to it.
But it was 10 days ago!
I know. Ticket text.
I haven't watched a single sports show since the failed onside kick. I didn't seek out any squares. I don't plan on betting on the game. The Lions ripped my sports fan's soul out of my body.
There's no way that's true. Failed onside kick?
At the end of the Lions game.
Oh, at the end of the game.
Yeah, okay. Ticket text. I just became exhausted watching the Lions go so far. I didn't have the stamina this year to make it to watch the Super Bowl. Ticket text. First time listening to you guys since the NFC title game.
Well, thank you.
Haven't watched or listened to anything sports related since. Definitely been depressed. Haven't been this down about the Super Bowl since the Packers were in it.
So this is real.
Oh, no, I'm telling you right now, this crap's going to stop. You're not making the playoffs next year. If this is how if you people can't handle it, I am going to decree that you're no longer going to even make the playoffs. You're going to take 5 years in between playoff appearances, recompose yourselves, and get ready again.
Who would have thought the thing we wanted the most is the thing that ruins you from watching football? Like, could you imagine saying this last year? I mean, last year you almost made the playoffs. Could you imagine saying this any other year? Hey, I'm not going to watch the Super Bowl because I just don't have the stamina. That's nonsense.
I
want to, and I'm only speaking for myself.
I'm having my sports soul sucked out of my chest.
I'm only going to speak for myself, and you can feel free to shoot it down if you want. But everybody that's not going to watch, everybody that's too emotionally hurt, tough it up!
Yes!
Come on! What's the matter with you? Listen, it's always going to hurt. It's always going to suck. You'll never forget it. It will always be a hole in your soul, as the great band Aerosmith said. With that being said, get over it. Watch the damn Super Bowl. Why are you going to deprive yourself of the last game for 6 months?
I'm not even cherry picking. I'm reading them exactly as they come in. Ticket text. I'm not watching. I will watch halftime of the commercials, but I will watch the football. I'll be okay next season. I'm not okay now. Next one. All the good things the Lions did got completely erased by that colossal tank job. I feel like they need to prove to me it wasn't a fluke. Getting that far with that secondary feels a little like a mirage.
So this is the Lions' fault, not just because they choked
this
it away in the second half.
This is what you people. They gave you one of the great seasons in Detroit sports history, and this is your thanks.
Yeah, but you know what? It's always hard to see it come to an end.
No, you don't deserve it.
We can blame the Lions for having been bad our whole lives, because if they were just good once or twice, we could deal with this.
And everybody that is sending these things, unless they're lying, which I think a lot of them are, but if they're not lying, you are consigned to go 4-13 next year. I'm sorry.
Ticket text. Watching the commercials is watching, dumbass. That is true.
Well,
counts in the ratings.
Football part.
Yeah.
All right. I must admit, I'm shocked.
So obviously,
I'm disappointed in Lions fans. I thought they were tougher than this. I thought they had adopted the mentality of a winning franchise.
Grit.
Do you think like all those years in New England, we've won, you know, 6 of the last 11. I can't watch this year's Super Bowl. We're not in it. Do they do that? No.
Remember when New Orleans got screwed on that pass interference call? They wanted to sue the NFL, the city of Louisiana, or the state of Louisiana. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Did they not watch the Super Bowl?
If they're wimps like Now, again, I know I called some people losers, but I think more than that, you people aren't losers. I think you're liars. Which would you rather be? Like, if I could call you one thing for the rest of your life, would you want me to call you a loser or a liar?
Liar.
Liar.
Liar. Because nobody wants to be a loser.
No. And a liar.
But why are they lying? What? Usually you have a reason to lie. Why would you lie about watching the Super Bowl?
They're being very convincing. The reasons sound emotional and kind of legit.
So I owe WWJ and Luke Sloan an apology.
No, I'm not ready to go that far yet.
Because when I brought this up to you pre-show, you're like, okay, we'll talk ridiculous. About it, but nobody's going to agree. This is a straw man.
Okay, right. Okay, but so let's see.
This is the Doug and Scott crowd.
Okay,
they've started this.
Well, I told you the losers
the
that call in there. We're going to infiltrate our show.
Hi, my name is Doug Karsh, and I'm not going to watch the Super Bowl. Neither should Detroit. Boom.
That's good.
Can you do a gator?
Maybe it was just the ticket texters that were losers and liars. Maybe the callers aren't.
We had the one caller, Mike.
Oh, that's
very
true.
Upset.
But I'm not calling Mike a loser. He might have been a little bit of a liar, but not really. It sounded real.
Seems a good guy.
I know.
All right, go back to the phone.
Let's go to Shelby Township.
We'll get somebody.
See if this guy's a liar. Greg, you're on 97.1 ticket. What's going on there, Gregory?
Dynamic duo, the legend, Mr. Positive. Hey, real
well,
quick.
You're a legend now.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, stop.
Who votes on that?
The Doc of Rock sends his best to both of you.
Oh, awesome.
Greg, you are the biggest name dropper on this station as far as callers go. I just wanted to just say that.
Well,
that's not a bad thing.
I've been getting a lot of play everywhere, let me tell you. It's been incredible.
Shooting star.
I think people are delusional. Here it is. You've got the biggest spectacle in the world. 1.5 billion people around the world will be watching.
Yep.
150 million in America will be watching. You've got it's beyond a spectacle. It's something. It's the second biggest holiday besides Christmas, bar none. You guys, anybody that says they're not watching, you can't. You're going to get caught up in the zeitgeist. Everyone is going to parties. Jeffrey's going to be eating chicken wings. I'm going to be eating pizza. Woji's going to be eating steaks and filet mignon.
Face
with,
first in the cheese
burgundy.
Dip.
Woji's just going to be drinking.
That'll
let's be
me.
Honest.
Face first in the cheese dip.
But you are right, by the way, Mr. P. The fact is, like, how can you forget about being heartbroken? How can you go through the biggest sporting event of the year and not know what happened?
It's pop culture.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
like you wake up the next day and what are you going to do? Like catch up on YouTube or something? How could you possibly do that?
Exactly. Hey, guys, love you. Everyone, go for your dreams. You guys are the best.
Thanks, MP. Thank you.
I hope
he drops our name when he talks to other people. As I was telling Woj and Rieger, Woji Poo.
They really love you. By the way, I want to read this ticket text. And it's coming at you.
I know. And
it says, Wojo.
Yeah.
Have you never had your heart broken? How can you be so uncaring? We are not lying. Well, you did when Rich Rodriguez was the coach of Michigan.
Oh, please.
But how do you equate the two things, okay? So you have your heart broken so you can't watch the Super Bowl.
No.
Is that just like a reminder of what you could have had? Is that why?
Which I would say, once again, get over it, Buttercup.
But heartbroken,
yeah, like if you lose a loved one or something. I know that's not what you're talking about, but that's legitimate heartbreak. When I was a kid, when I was 9 years old and the Tigers lost or whatever, I'd be heartbroken as a kid. I assume these people are adults gainfully employed.
Are these people like afraid of the one obscure highlight of Brock Purdy torching like the Lions secondary? Like, oh, I can't watch.
I get this
is a real thing. We've uncovered a real thing, and I'm disgusted.
I am too, but there's a backlash now, thank God. All right. Ticket text. It's not a surprise that our fan base acts like a bunch of crybabies. I am not at all surprised I've heard them call in about all of our teams over the years. I would tend to agree with that. Yeah, they've somewhat surprised me, though. Bunch of cry. Okay, we got some good backlash going. Good. Let's keep backlashing.
So we're calling them crybaby candy asses. So we don't care about their emotions. I'm following your lead.
Well, here's what I'll say. If you call in and you can convince us that your emotion is real, we'll let you. Like Mike actually convinced me his emotion was real.
Right. He said he didn't think he had the stamina to watch the game.
Emotionally spent or whatever.
But hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hold on, because watching the Super Bowl when your team is not in it, it's about as carefree as it gets.
Yes.
Unless you're laying a bet, which I would not advise if you're still bummed about the Lions losing. But what emotion do you need? You sit in front of the TV, you eat a bunch of food, you watch the halftime show. It's Usher this year. You watch the commercials, and that's that. You go to bed.
And now they're getting really mad that we're calling them liars. Okay, we can go back to calling you losers. Thought liars was an improvement. Wojo and Rieger, 97.1 The Ticket.